This is News Talk.
That issue of vaccinating children is dominating the front pages. As we said, there'll be more on News Talk Breakfast this morning, but it's on the front of the Irish Times. 9 out of 10 people in this country are going to have to be vaccinated to reach herd immunity against COVID-19, a senior health official has suggested, which now, of course, raises the prospect of a mass vaccination programme for children. Dr. Colm Henry of the HSE said that NIAC will have to weigh up the benefits of mass inoculation of children against any potential threat to them from the vaccine itself. And obviously a big conversation needed with parents here about this. And, you know, while some people will be quite happy to get a vaccine for themselves, if you are a parent, you will want to ask further questions about a vaccine for your child. And I suppose everyone, particularly the health officials, need to be ready for those questions, because obviously uptake of the vaccine has been huge in this country so far. But parents will always want to do their research and ask questions about vaccines for their children. So they'll have to be ready for that. And as the Irish Times says, the new assessment comes as the government faces pressure to publish new guidelines for indoor dining and drinking in restaurants and pubs. Of course, this is due to happen on Monday. It's now Friday and we still don't have the guidelines. And there is certainly growing concern, or certainly questions and eyebrows being raised among those in the hospitality sector about why aren't the guidelines being published. Adrian Cummins of the Restaurants Association was on the Pat Kenny show here on News Talk yesterday. He certainly had been under the impression that the guidelines would have been published by sort of lunchtime yesterday, still not published. So the Irish Times says that there is a lot of pressure on government to get these published. There is optimism, according to that paper, that the guidelines will be published today, and other papers, including The Mirror, saying this morning that the QR reader that the pubs will need should be ready by this evening. So they'll download it onto a smartphone and then they just scan your code for your digital cert and you'll be good to go inside. But the clock is ticking. You've only a weekend to get ready here for indoor dining to return on Monday. Anyway, that's on the front of the Irish Times. On the front of the Irish Independent, they're talking about foreign travel, and it apparently is helping to fuel the Delta variant spiral, as 800 virus cases were linked to trips abroad in the past fortnight, and Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ronan Glynn saying that the number of travel-related cases has increased very sharply recently. 3/4 of the infections were in the under-35s. Just amazing how this virus has gone through the age groups here. So obviously predominantly affecting older people when it first hit our shores, and it's gone right the way down to now it's predominantly the under-35s, and a third of all cases over the past 2 weeks in children under the age of 13. So it's going through the ages there. Also, the Irish Independent says that as well as 3/4 of the cases being in under-35s, positive COVID-19 cases were also found in people who had the 2 jabs but did not wait for protection to kick in. So if you're like me and you've got the 2 Pfizer doses, you have to wait the 7 days after the second one before you have full coverage, before you're fully vaccinated there. And people are getting caught in that waiting period after they get their second jab, before they have immunity. They're getting caught and they're getting COVID-19. And the Irish Independent says that older secondary school age pupils will be next to get the vaccine as long as their parents give their consent. The front of the Irish Examiner, patient care at risk from a spike in virus cases. That paper saying because the number of people on hospital waiting lists is surging towards 1 million, the HSE is warning that any spike in COVID hospitalisations will pose a real threat to patient care. So not music to the ears of anyone when you read a story like that. Now, on to something different. And the fact that the government has delayed its big housing plan is certainly dominating headlines as well. That's on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Rancour as major housing plan is delayed. The housing minister has had to delay the government's long-awaited plan to solve the housing crisis, it would seem, because of a row over money, how you're going to pay for this big plan. The already delayed housing for all plan now won't be ready until late August or September, after ministers clashed over the funds that will be allocated allocated to it. And the opposition, of course, quick to jump on this, as would be expected, saying that house prices and rents continue to climb while the government fails to treat the housing crisis with the urgency it deserves. Not a good look, I would imagine, for the government this long into the coalition to still not have a housing plan in place, but the ministers feel that they have to delay it until they get things right. Now, obviously, we had the news overnight, the tragic news of the 15-year-old boy who sadly died in hospital after drowning and the after that swimming incident. And the Irish Daily Mirror has the other case from County Cavan. A tragic mother of two is how they describe her on the front page, who drowned rescuing her 9-year-old son from a lake. Died a hero, her family said yesterday. Mother of two, Natasha Kaur, just 30 years of age, her whole life in front of her. She lost her life in Loch Gowna in Cavan on Wednesday evening. Her brother Jason Mooney said, "I can't get my head around it." And the Mirror also reminding us that in County Leitrim, a father of five in his 70s drowned in Loch Allen while snorkelling. And obviously we have this now, the young boy who died after the incident in Loch Sheelan. A timely, timely reminder of just the dangers of water-based activities. And your heart will go out to the family there, because it really is such a tragedy. The Irish Sun goes with this woman, Charlene Masterson, who's inspiring an awful lot of people today. And the Irish Sun headline is, "There is light. A woman who was sexually abused by her father for over 7 years yesterday said no sentence will ever be enough. David Masterson pleaded guilty to 6 offences against his daughter, including oral rape and incest." And Charlene Masterson, who waived her right to anonymity, said, "I hope I'm an example to anyone else that they can get to the other side of it. I know it's a very dark tunnel at times, but there is light at the end of it." And she will be a huge source of inspiration to an awful lot of people. Really impressive watching her on the news last night, I have to say. The Irish Independent tells us that Ireland has the second highest rate of obesity in the EU, and now more than a quarter of the adult population here can be classified as obese. The EU-wide survey of overweight rates among Europeans reveals 26% of Irish adults were obese in 2019. Only Malta has a higher share of its population rated as obese. Ireland does fare better in terms of the proportion of the population considered overweight, but certainly not good news, it would seem. People in the West, Galway, Mayo and Roscommon, and the Southwest, Cork and Kerry, have the lowest overweight rates, and people living in the border region are most likely to be overweight or obese. The Irish Examiner goes through something. If you've been in student accommodation, this probably won't come as a surprise to you, but the Examiner says that many student houses are cold and half have had a daily problem with mould. This is new research from NUI Galway, which found that many students were living in properties where the temperature was below recommended levels. And as I say, if you've been in any of these properties, you're not going to be shocked by this news this morning. The research context was the large number of students not being accommodated with a bed space by a higher education institution. So obviously you have to go into private rented accommodation, and there can be big, big problems with draft and cold and condensation, mould and damp and all that stuff. As I say, not a shock to many of you. The Late Late Show could be welcoming back audiences later this year. The Irish Daily Star can reveal they're looking forward to hopefully having audiences from September. I wonder, will you need the vaccine cert? Maybe you'll have to scan your code going into the Late Late as well as into a pub or a restaurant there. Interesting as well, report in the Mail this morning, and it's something I hadn't thought about, but obviously if you've a printer at home, or indeed a printer in your business, you will be aware of just how expensive ink is. But the Mail tells us this morning that printer ink is more expensive than Chanel No. 5 or a fine champagne. That's drop for drop. So if you get the liquid of the ink and compare it to very expensive perfume or champagne, the ink is actually more expensive. And this is Which, the consumer champion. They looked at Epson, which is selling colour inks for one of its printers for €88, and that's the equivalent of €2,819 a litre, or €1,600 a pint. And the advice from Which is, you don't have to go for the original brand cartridge. You you can shop around and the ink works just the same, and you can save yourself an awful lot of money in the process as well. Now, final story for you from the Times of London. If you're a fan of emojis when you're texting, well, there's new ones on the way. Emojis showing a pregnant man and gender-neutral royalty are expected to be included among a fresh crop of symbols to be released in the autumn. This is Emojipedia, which is the website's dictionary, said that the characters were being added to recognise that pregnancy is possible for transgender men and non-binary people. So you already have the emoji of a pregnant woman, and the website said that the latest emojis aim to ensure that the lexicon included gender-neutral options. On the issue of royalty, so you have an emoji for a prince and a princess at the moment. Now there's going to be an emoji for a person with a crown to recognise a member of a royal family who's gender-neutral. And we're going to have a new icon as well for a melting face, signalling if you're embarrassed. There's going to be a face holding back tears, a profile with a hand saluting, a disco ball, and a low battery symbol also on the list. So we look forward to that in the autumn. Anyway, that's our look at the papers this morning.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.